Actress Annabella Sciorra gave dramatic, hours-long testimony today in the trial of the disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein. Sciorra told the court that Weinstein raped her over 25 years ago. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond was in the courtroom today and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central newsline for more. Tell us a little bit more about her testimony.
Good evening. Sciorra was composed as she testified for 5 hours here in a Manhattan courtroom, talking about how she met Harvey Weinstein in the early 90s when he was a young producer and she was an up-and-coming actress. They met in the Hollywood Hills at a party. They got to know each other, and Sciorra recalled some inappropriate gestures, a care package with a bottle of Valium from Weinstein that she became addicted to, a box of erotic chocolates. She choked up as she recalled the night in the early 90s that Harvey Weinstein dropped her off at her Manhattan apartment after a dinner with a group of people, only to come back, force himself upon her, and rape her. When she confronted him weeks later, she says he told her, "That's what all the nice Catholic girls say," and then threatened her not to tell anyone.
Marla, we understand that the defense used a clip from the late night show with David Letterman. That was evidence. How did that play into the trial?
Well, they use that as their final salvo. Of course, they are trying to make it seem as if the women were doing this consensually. Weinstein has always contended that the relationships were consensual. And the last thing that they did was play a clip from that Letterman show from 1997 when she was on a press junket for the movie Copland, where she said that she has fun with the media occasionally by telling them lies. And Letterman said to her, "Well, how do I know that you're not lying to me now?" And she said, "You don't." And they used that to say that she was kind of making it up, that she actually wanted the sex with Weinstein, and she wasn't raped.
Do I understand it correctly that while she was the first alleged victim to testify, that her allegations are not considered in this particular criminal complaint?
That's right. She is one of four women that are going to testify to a pattern of predatory sexual behavior. And that is a charge that, if found convicted, Weinstein could end up spending the rest of his life in jail. The five charges that he faces are from two encounters that he had with two different women. The other four are testifying toward this sexual predatory pattern, which, again, could get him life in prison.
Marla Diamond, always great to chat with you. We appreciate your time. Again, Marla is a reporter with WCBS Radio in New York City.